all strung, all beaded, with round golden lights, the Picton boat looked as if she was more ready to sail among stars than out into the cold sea. People pressed along the gangway. First went her grandma, then her father, then Fenella. There was a high step down onto the deck, and an old sailor in a jersey standing by gave her his dry, hard hand. They were there. They stepped out of the way of the hurrying people, and standing under a little iron stairway that led to the upper deck, they began to say goodbye. "There, Mother, there's your luggage," said Fenella's father, giving Grandma another strapped-up sausage. "Thank you, Frank." "And you've got your cabin ticket safe?"
"Yes, dear."
"And your other tickets?" Grandma felt for them inside her glove and showed him the tips. "That's right." He sounded stern, but Fenella, eagerly watching him, saw that he looked tired and sad.
"Mew!"
The second whistle blared just above their heads, and a voice like a cry shouted, "Any more for the gangway?" "You'll give my love to Father." Fenella saw her father's lips say, and her grandma, very agitated, answered,